Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today, with mild temperatures in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa. It's a great day to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, security officials warn that a Gaza Stabilization Force would restrict IDF operations, according to a report from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, Iran considered launching a missile towards a port in Ukraine, but diplomatic talks averted escalation, Walla reports earlier this hour. Also this hour, an IDF engineering vehicle was reportedly hit by an explosive drone in the area of Mount Ali Tahar, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, U.S. and Saudi Arabia have struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq after an attack on an American base earlier today, Ynet says. And finally, U.S. and Saudi Arabia launch strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq as Iran fires missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan. I-24 News reports from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago that Israel says Hezbollah launched an explosive drone at an IDF engineering vehicle in the Ali al-Tahir Ridge area, and the military is preparing a response. Open-source intel, an analyst covering the conflict, wrote just now that CENTCOM chief ADM Brad Cooper warned U.S. troops about footage from their phones aiding Iran in planning follow-up strikes. I-24N, EWS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted earlier that Hezbollah is behind the attack on an armored troop vehicle in southern Lebanon, highlighting a ceasefire violation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with a report from the Jerusalem Post, Israel's security cabinet approved legal immunity for an international stabilization force in Gaza. Officials warn this could restrict IDF operations. This decision aims to maintain stability but could complicate military actions. Turning to the situation between Iran and Ukraine, Walla reports that Iran planned a missile strike on a Ukrainian port in response to an attack on its cargo ship. Diplomatic efforts averted further escalation. This highlights the ongoing tensions and the potential for conflict spillover. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports an IDF vehicle was hit by an explosive drone near Mount Ali Tahar. This incident is part of ongoing hostilities involving Hezbollah. The area remains tense, affecting local security dynamics. In related news, Ynet reports the U.S. and Saudi Arabia conducted joint airstrikes on Iran-backed militias in Iraq. This follows an attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. The strikes targeted weapon sites, intensifying regional conflict dynamics. Finally, according to I-24 News, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia targeted Iranian forces in Iraq after Iran launched missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan. This marks a significant escalation, as it's the first such Iranian attack since a pause in strikes was announced. The situation could further destabilize regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a new giant player, Arbex, begins its operations in Israel. Arbex emerges from a merger between Kimberly-Clark and Suzano in the paper and hygiene products market. Separately, Globes reports the Netherlands has imposed a ban on goods from certain territories, including the Golan Heights. This decision could strain Israel's trade relations with the Netherlands. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores new projects along Israel's coastline as available plots become scarce. This development highlights the growing demand for coastal real estate. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.